Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 11th of May. It's Monday night. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you live here on republicbroadcasting.org. I am here in Washington, D.C., as you know, if you're a regular listener. And I always remind folks that Washington, D.C. is the headquarters of both American Free Press and the Barnes Review. You can check out American Free Press at AmericanFreePress.net. And the Barnes Review website is BarnesReview.com. You know, I frequently fail to mention, or I should say I don't mention enough, a very nice website that has been set up for me. It's not my own website per se, but it is MichaelCollinsPiper.com. You can find a lot of selections of my writings there that are very carefully put up there by Bill Fox, the proprietor of amfirstbooks.com. That's A-M-F-I-R-S-T, books.com. So I should urge you to check out my website, or his website, or whatever. Anyway, it's MichaelCollinsPiper.com. I'm actually very glad to be here with you this evening, folks. I was quite tired this afternoon, and I wasn't sure I was going to be up for doing the show tonight, but I am here. So that having been said, a number of things I'd like to comment on, some things which may be important, some things which may not be important, but I'm going to comment on them. One thing very quickly, I got a good laugh reading the New York Times on Sunday. They're talking about a new movie called Inglourious Basterds. Both Inglourious and the word bastards are misspelled in the title. It's a film by Quentin Tarantino. It's, as I understand it, it's an anti-Nazi film of some sort or another. About It's about a bunch of American Jewish soldiers taking out revenge against the Nazis. And I'm sure when the movie comes out, it's going to be widely promoted because, you know, it's one of those topics that even the Patriots like to talk about, those damn Nazis. But anyway, very interesting, in the interview, Quentin Tarantino, in this interview in the New York Times, he says, "I wasn't out to teach a history lesson. You can turn on the History Channel, which might as well be called the Hitler Channel." That's right, he said, the History Channel should be called the Hitler Channel. I have said that many times on this program, although it was not original. I got that from somebody else, but I think that's very telling that there are so many people who have that reaction to the History Channel. Now, we do know that the History Channel is, I'm not sure actually who controls the History Channel, but it's certainly controlled by one of the big Jewish-dominated media conglomerates. And the very fact that the History Channel is so evidently the Hitler Channel should tell a lot of the patriots out there something, because patriots, for the most part, seem to understand that the major media is in the hands of a select few. And then when you consider the fact that the History Channel, which is devoted to telling history, is constantly talking about Adolf Hitler from a certain perspective, then the patriots should start to understand that if they're echoing exactly what the History Channel says, then the patriots, by echoing the History Channel line, are actually echoing the line of the secret controllers of the mass media in America. Patriots! Patriots, wake up! We're going to a break, folks.
With With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. If you haven't checked out AmericanFreePress.net on the internet, I would urge you to do so because there's some material, there's some material about the new book by my good friend Matthias Chang of Malaysia that is now available. The book is The Shadow Moneylenders, and if you can't figure out what it's about from the title, then you need to go to a re-education camp. I say that in all friendly jocularity there, folks. Of course, it's about the international banking racket, the Federal Reserve, all of these things coming together. And this is written by a guy who was warning a couple years ago that these major financial convulsions were about to happen. And people who were listening to Matthias Chang, and Matthias Chang knows quite a lot of influential people around the world, not just in Malaysia. People who were paying attention to Matthias Chang's warnings saved their butts. Possibly some of them made lots of money, but a lot of them saved their butts by paying attention to his warnings. Well, Matthias's book is one that I think you will find of great interest. He has been a long-time close personal advisor and political advisor to former Malaysian Prime Minister Dr. Mahathir Mohamad. And Matthias is a very well-traveled diplomat, very skilled and successful corporate attorney on his own. And many of you are familiar with his previous books, Future Fast Forward and Brainwash for War. And incidentally, You might want to check out Matthias's website at futurefastforward.com. I must mention, and I'm very proud to mention this, that Matthias has dedicated the Shadow Moneylenders in part to yours truly. That's a real honor. That's twice within the last year. I must be on a roll. Twice within the last year, there have been books dedicated to me. One of them was by the late Colonel Don de Grand Prix, who left us, unfortunately, too early. But in any case, I do urge you to check out Matthias's book. Well worth your read. Got a lot of insights on the nature of the international money system that you won't necessarily get in a lot of other books on the topic, so I would urge you to check it out. Speaking of books being dedicated to people, I finally got a chance over the weekend, just barely, but I finally got a chance to listen to the Cynthia McKinney interview by Augner. Excellent interview. I listened to it via Daryl Bradford Smith's website at IamTheWitness.com, and I do urge you to check it out. I'm so glad to see that people are finally listening to Cynthia McKinney. Nearly 3 years ago, 2 years ago, I know, 3 years ago, when I put out my book, The Judas Goats, it was dedicated in part to Cynthia McKinney. I wrote, "For daring to speak out and raise questions about what really happened on 9/11 and about the dangerous U.S. policy towards Israel and the Arab world, a policy that has made America many enemies around the globe, Cynthia McKinney was driven from the U.S. Congress in 2002. A Judas goat, a former Republican no less, was recruited to run against Ms. McKinney in the Democratic Party primary. GOP organizers moved in to the Democratic Party to assist the Judas goat. Tons of Zionist money poured into Georgia to help Ms. McKinney's challenger. In the end, Ms. McKinney was defeated. 2 years later, Cynthia McKinney made a comeback and reclaimed her seat. A voice for sane policies, one who still did not hesitate to speak the truth. But in 2006, they moved against her once again, forcing her out of office a second time. Yet her voice echoes as one for all good people. Dear God, let there be more like Cynthia McKinney." Well, I'm pleased that I wrote those words that were published in black and white, no pun intended, some 3 years ago when my book, The Judas Goats, came out. Cynthia McKinney's a good lady. In fact, I should mention that she has been, like myself, a guest of Dr. Mahathir of Malaysia and Matthias Chang and the folks at the Perdona Global Peace Organization. She was over there, I think, last year in Malaysia, and she has written and spoken of her visit to Malaysia. Cynthia McKinney is a good lady. I know there's a lot of people don't like her because she's black. A lot of people don't like her because she may have voted quote-unquote liberal on a few things here and there. But you know what, folks? She's also saying and doing a lot of things that need to be said and done, and so it is. I'm very pleased to have, so long ago, made a point of dedicating my book to Cynthia McKinney. Now, I don't want to get too angry here, because this subject makes me very, very angry. But if you haven't heard, John Demjanjuk, this 89-year-old man living in Chicago, is no longer in Chicago. He's been put on a plane to Germany, where he faces trial on 29,000 counts of being an accessory to murder. Well, every American of whatever faith, although the whole campaign against John Demjanjuk was run by a bunch of Jews, and yes, I repeat that, it was run by a bunch of Jews with a bunch of goyish shills operating on their behalf. Every American who is responsible for shipping this 89-year-old man over to Germany will, upon the advent of the Second American Revolution, pay a mighty price. When the Second American Revolution comes, ladies and gentlemen, we will get the names of the people who put John Demjanjuk on the plane. And they will be duly punished as traitors and as conspirators and as accessories to crimes against humanity, because that's exactly what they are. And if at that time it is deemed that their necks should be broken at the end of a noose, I pray that that is exactly what will happen, because when there is a second American Revolution in this country, ladies and gentlemen, and our corrupt misrulers are brought to heel, there will be a lot of people who will have to be punished. No question about that in my mind. You know, when I wrote my little book, My First Days in the White House, detailing how I ended up becoming president through some rather unlikely and circuitous means, and there was indeed a second American Revolution, I got a big kick out of writing about how magnanimous I was and how as the ruler of the country, I didn't send people off to the gas chamber or off to the gallows, even people that otherwise deserved it. I have to be completely honest, folks. I was having fun. As much as I despise capital punishment, the fact is that there are so many damn traitors in this country who have done so much to cause so much harm to so many people, American soldiers and their families, all these widows and orphans that have been left, mothers and fathers, mourning their kids who died in needless foreign wars conducted solely on behalf of dear little Israel. Yeah, folks, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't go so easy on them in real life as I did in the pages of my fictional work. No, I'd take great pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, in personally pulling the lever on quite a few scaffolds set up right here on Capitol Hill. I hope these people that sent John Demjanjuk, this 89-year-old man, off to Germany, I hope they're happy, because they better enjoy it while they can. On a lighter note, but probably just as serious, you probably are aware that the Bilderberg Group is meeting this week in Greece. Jim Tucker and American Free Press, and for many years before that, the Spotlight, were reporting on Bilderberg before a lot of people ever had any idea that Bilderberg existed. Now, thanks to the Internet, there's a lot more awareness of it. Well, Jim Tucker has once again gone to Greece, and this time he's accompanied by several people, including a native of Greece who shall not be named at this time, and another individual who will be working very closely with him and with others in Greece to try to get as much information as they can about what's going on at that Bilderberg meeting. You know, a lot of people dismiss Bilderberg and say, oh, it's not the real power. Well, it may not be the real power, ladies and gentlemen, but it represents real power, even if it isn't the real power. Some of the most powerful people in the world, some of the wealthiest people in the world, under the leadership of the Rothschilds and their American cousins, so to speak, and I use that term very loosely here, their American henchmen, David Rockefeller and some of the members of the Rockefeller family, who are not as powerful as a lot of patriots would like to think. That is, the Rockefellers. They are the ones who conduct this annual conference at some exclusive resort, usually in Europe or North or South America. And Bilderberg is very much an influence. So don't dismiss it too quickly. I know there's a lot of people out there say, oh, the Jews are the real power. It's really the Illuminati, or it's the thises or the thats. Well, in many respects, the Bilderberg is kind of a front for some of the secretive behind-the-scenes interests, maybe not so secretive. So what Bilderberg does has to be acknowledged, has to be explored, and I'm glad that Jim Tucker is doing it. All right, a few more comments about a couple things when we come back. We have a full lineup of callers here, and we will go to the phone.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
When you build your own firearm, you build confidence. KT Ordnance offers the best ATF-approved 80% kits that can be made into firearms. And when you build your own firearm, you know it inside and out. You know how it fires. You take pride in ownership. Head to ktordnance.com for a great father-son or father-daughter firearm build, like the .45 caliber KT-1911, or choose the .50 caliber KTP-50 that fires a 275-grain bullet for pure stopping power. KT Ordnance's kits are fully legal, ATF-approved, 80% firearm kits with no serial numbers, no background check, and no government 4473 forms to fill out. Go to ktordnance.com and get yours today. That's ktordnance.com. ktordnance.com. Building your own firearm is fun, and you acquire useful skills, especially at times like these. Remember, when you build your own firearm, you know it inside and out. KT Ordnance also accepts gold and silver payments. Visit ktordnance.com today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. You know, people just don't get it. Sometimes they just don't understand what's going on, you know? This vile piece of garbage named Eric Hufschmidt was recently interviewed by a lady. Apparently she and her sister used the name the Patriot Dames. I've never met these ladies, but they seem very sincere, and they're just two regular folks who've become aware of the problem of Jewish power in America and the ramifications that flow therefrom. And for reasons known only to them and to God, they had Eric Hufschmidt on their radio show recently. Now, how does Hufschmidt pay them back? By publishing some absolute crap, some absolute nonsense about them on his website, which is purportedly written as an analysis by an anonymous listener. Essentially, what Hufschmidt is saying is that these two ladies, the Patriot Dames, are really Zionist agents working for the Jews, and that they're trying to really suppress Eric Hufschmidt's great message that needs to be heard by the world. If this isn't the absolute evidence, once and for all, that this guy is just either totally nuts or working for somebody, I don't know what is. It's just amazing. Speaking of radio shows, I was on the Liberty Hour with Mark Glenn and Phil Turney on Saturday morning. You may want to tune in that program. It's kind of interesting. We were discussing generally this current push or what appears to be a push to get Israel to open up its nuclear arsenal for international inspection. This is something that the U.S. Army War College called for in a report several years ago, something that shocks a lot of people who think that the U.S. military loves Israel. Now, of course, an assistant Secretary of State in the Obama administration said that this should be the goal, to have Israel participate in the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Well, the Jews are up in arms about this. The Israelis are up in arms about this. Mark and I were discussing it on the show, Mark and Phil and I, and very interesting character. I don't want to give out his name or any details about him, but he happens to be Jewish or part Jewish, but he's still nonetheless a very fierce critic of Israel. He phoned in to say, or sent an email to suggest that this was all a sham, that actually Israel, if they do open up their nuclear arms for inspection, they'll really hide them in submarines and keep them out of the inspection eyes of the world. Well, you know, that's entirely possible, folks. But, you know, my response to that, however flippant, however casual in the limited amount of time we had, was to suggest that, you know, if we've reached a point where we think that everything is so programmed that nothing can be real, that there is no hope, that there is nobody anywhere, whether there's politicians or intelligence operatives, CIA, FBI, IRS, you name it, DEA, people in the military, people in the Justice Department, if we are so convinced that everybody in government and everybody in any responsible position is owned and controlled lock, stock, and barrel by the Jews, and that they're not going to make any effort to fight this power, then we might as well stick our heads in a gas oven. I mean, if this were the case, it would be fruitless for me to continue this broadcast. It would be fruitless for Mark and Phil. It would be fruitless for everybody here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, this upset the emailer, who became convinced that I must be operating under another name, that I haven't played my real cards, and that I'm really working for somebody else to try to convince the world that actually Israel isn't going to go along, to trying to convince the world that Israel will go along with the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty as part of a scam on the world. Well, I'm the first person, folks, to tell you that if Israel can scam the world, they will. But I guess the bigger point here is that, again, as I say, if we have reached the point where it is absolutely hopeless, then we might as well just go out and hang ourselves. I don't intend to do that. A few other little items floating around here. Interesting article, letter to the editor of the Washington Times, by Nelson Marins of Silver Spring. He is one of the loudest hardline Zionists in the Washington, D.C. area, constantly writing letters to the editor of all the local publications. He says, President Obama has not only broken faith with Israel, he has broken faith with the voters who believed his campaign statements that he would act to make Israel safe and secure. Mr. Obama has capitulated to some of the world's most notable anti-Semites, including the Reverend Jeremiah A. Wright, Jr., President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad of Iran, King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia, and President Hugo Chavez of Venezuela. Instead of making Israel more secure, the Obama administration has demanded concessions from Israel that would end that nation's existence. Unfortunately, Israel is poorly positioned to argue with its most important ally. Mr. Obama has reneged on his campaign promises by selling out Israel and currying favor with regimes that support terror. That's not my opinion. That's the opinion of one of the loudest, craziest Zionists here in the Washington, D.C. area. That's his opinion, not mine, folks. Don't blame me if you disagree with that Zionist. All right, we're going to the break. We have quite a few callers, as I said, and we are going to get around to them. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, zero debt in 90 days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 Debt Relief Secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, folks. Excuse me. Welcome back. Today's New York Times had an article that interested me for several reasons. Article about the golem. Well, of course, you know, I wrote a book entitled The Golem, referring to the golem, or I should say referring to Israel's nuclear weapons program as the golem. That's what the book is about, the way that Israel has used this nuclear weapons program in conjunction with its hellish lobby here in American soil to manipulate American foreign policy, often at the expense of America. Well, you know, the old legend of the golem, story is the golem was fashioned from clay from a river and brought to life by a rabbi to protect the Jewish community of Prague from persecution. The golem was like a big monster. Well, the New York Times article says that there's a new heyday and many spinoffs for a centuries-old giant, the golem. Kind of funny, apparently the tourist business in Prague has a lot of stuff. They sell statues of the golem at a souvenir shop, and people pay tribute to Rabbi Lowe, who was the legendary creator of the golem. They point out that even Michelle Obama paid her respects when she visited Rabbi Lowe's grave in Prague. And as they say, following Jewish tradition, placed the prayer on a piece of paper and put it near his tombstone. Now, folks, the point I'd like to make about this, think of the consequences, the ramifications of this. Michelle Obama is a black woman, American. Now, let's not get into a debate over whether she was actually a KGB agent raised in Kenya or Indonesia or somewhere. Let's just accept the legend, shall we say, that Michelle Obama is a black woman, American, a lawyer. Why in the world would she have any interest in going to the tomb of Rabbi Low, the creator of the golem? That's something, I assure you, that only Jews are interested in. Now, no, I'm not suggesting Mrs. Obama is a Jew. What I am suggesting, though, is that her handlers, when they decided to send her off to Prague, they said, oh, you've got to go to Rabbi Low's grave. And I'm sure when she went there, she, you know, made the proper bows and scrapes and did everything that was required. But again, it just goes to show you the kind of agenda that is placed upon American politicians and their wives. Another interesting point, they interviewed this Rabbi Sidon, and they asked him if the golem was fact or fiction. Well, he says, it's possible he is real. I just don't know. But he noted that there had been several cases of sage rabbis who had supposedly created golems. Now, what's the significance of this? Well, it should be significant to American Christians and Christians everywhere who believe in this myth of Judeo-Christianity, because now I don't pretend to be a theologian, but it's always been my understanding that the traditional Christian feeling, the traditional Christian teaching, is that only God can create life. But here we have sage rabbis who had supposedly created golems. Now, this apparently is indeed part of Talmudic Jewish teachings. And I'm here to tell you that is probably the biggest contradiction in terms that you could find between Judaism and Christianity, even setting aside the idea that the Jews who follow the Talmud don't accept that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. The very fact that the Jews feel that a rabbi could take some clay from a river and create a man-like creature, that should be a warning sign to the good Christians out there who believe in this myth of Judeo-Christianity that nothing could be further from the truth. But of course, you know, I'm speaking to a brick wall out there, because no matter what facts, no matter what evidence you give to these people, they're not going to buy it anyway, because do they worship Jesus Christ, these followers of John Hagee and Tim LaHaye and Pat Robertson and the late unlamented Jerry Falwell, who roasts in hell even as I speak? No, they worship at the altar of the Jewish people and the state of Israel. And I think that's, at the very least, pathetic. But what can I tell you? All right, we're going to go to the phones. We have Lindsay in Georgia. Lindsay, come on up.
Mike,
how are you doing?
Good evening, Mike. I'm on fire tonight. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Number one, I wanted to, before I get into Tex Mars and get into that issue, I do want to address the issue of the golem. The golem is nothing more than an analogy to the goyim, us, you, me, your listeners, except for the ADL agents and spies out there who record every word and hinge on every word that you say, looking for anything to hold against you. Well, I'm going to tell you and your listeners, whether you realize it or not, that the golem is nothing more than an analogy for their control, for the Talmudic control over the animals, how they can have the power of God, and they can use that power to manipulate and control, like literally brainwash the animals, the goyim.
Absolutely, I think you're right.
Well, it's not what you think. I used to live with a Jewish family for 6 months when I was 18 years old in Cleveland, Ohio. And I don't have enough time to go into that, but I'm pretty angry tonight about something that I want your listeners to know about.
Please, go ahead.
Okay. You're aware of Alex Jones and Jason Burmis, right?
Yes, and I've heard some controversy about this. Yeah, go ahead. Tell us about it.
Okay. Yeah, I certainly will. Well, Jason Burmis, on his show, it was 2.5 weeks ago now, told a caller that he and the rest of his anti-Semitic friends should jump into a bathtub together and hold a toaster oven or I think it was a toaster oven and jump in naked in a tub of water. And all that he did, Mike, all that he did was say that 90% of the media is controlled by Jewish interests. And Jason Burmis just raised holy hell with this man and told him to just go kill himself and everyone who thinks like him. But it gets even better. It gets even, well, worse, but, you know, that's the term to use. It gets even better. A week or so afterward, Alex Jones comes on the air and berates this man after the man tries to explain his position, tries to explain, you know, what it is that he meant and defend himself. They wouldn't let him defend himself, and that's their tactic. Whenever someone starts to tell the truth to Alex Jones and his listeners and Jason Burmis and his listeners, they stop them at the pass so that the truth of the issue can never get to the ears of the people listening. But this time it's backfired. Enough people have seen and heard the YouTube, and by the way, you can go to rents.com, R-E-N-S-C, rents.com, Jeff Rentz's show, and on the left-hand side, it'll be in the Tex Mars section, and Tex Mars wrote an article. And by the way, Tex Mars is the man who married Alex Jones and his wife.
I'm aware of that, right.
The minister. Mm-hmm. So Tex Mars, on the 9th of May, which was 2 days ago now, he wrote an article, quote, "Do the Jews Own Hollywood and the Media?" And it's a pretty lengthy article going into full detail about how, in fact, yes, they do. And here's the main point, though. Alex Jones continued to play the card of anti-Semite with this caller, and he knows full damn well what the truth is, Mike. And when you mentioned Judas goats, this is why I'm so on fire tonight, because I'm sick and tired of lies, 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 lies. As a matter of fact, today on Alex's show, guess who he says runs the world on the third hour, 2 minutes, 15 seconds into the show? Guess who he says runs the world, Mike?
I'm almost afraid to ask who it is.
Hitler and the Nazis. Hitler and the Nazis run the world. Now, see, this is what I'm saying. That anyone who cannot see through the lies, what can you say to them? It's just like the golem. The golem is nothing but an analogy to the Judaic Talmudic philosophy of controlling the animals, the goyim, the slaves, us, you and me. That's how these people view us. They don't view us as equals. They view us as so stupid, i.e. Alex Jones thinks that we are so stupid, Mike, that we can't see through this. Well, I got news for you, Alex Jones, if you're listening, and I know that you're going to listen to this show. You're a liar, and we all see through you now. You and Burmis made the biggest mistake of your lives by doing what you did to that caller, by telling him that he should jump into a tub of water. Jason Burmis saying that he should jump into a tub of water and kill himself, and other people who think like him. You showed your true colors, buddy.
Yeah, that's a pretty over the top remark. I mean,
What, you don't even know what to say, do you, Mike?
Yeah,
that's my point.
I mean, I don't even think I've ever recommended to any of our callers, although I did say that the other day that if I thought things were so hopeless that, you know, that I would go out and put my head in a gas oven, but I don't think it's that hopeless. I think we need to fight. I think we need to continue to fight. I think we need to continue to bring out the truth, no matter who is hurt by the truth. And
that's the point, is that we are trying to deal in truth. But we've got Judas goats leading the herd of goyim, leading the herd of their mindless followers, literally off the cliff. And we're having to fight that front. We're having to fight the front of the ADL and the SPLC and the people who literally cannot see the forest for the trees because they're so brainwashed by lies.
Well,
we've been brainwashed our whole life. Go ahead,
Lindsay. As powerful as the Anti-Defamation League is, it wouldn't have its power if the mass media in America, which is controlled by the Jews, Not all the major, all the major newspapers, all the major networks, all the major news magazines are controlled by Jews and Jewish financial interests. They are the ones who prop up the Anti-Defamation League by giving the ADL publicity. And so here we hear again, who is it that talks about Hitler all the time Quentin Tarantino said. Yeah, the History Channel, the Hitler Channel.
Oh,
why do these patriots, why do these patriots continue to put out this absolute nonsense about Hitler and the Hitler and the Nazis who are really ruling the world? And
you know why?
This guy who claims that Hitler died in a nursing home
Don
in
Nikoloff,
Pleasant,
Don
Maryland.
Don Nikoloff. Another Don Nikoloff is so full. You know what? I'm going to hold my tongue on that. You already know what I'm about to say. Don Nikoloff. He's not even worth the oxygen that it would take for me to breathe it in and throw out the carbon dioxide of his BS. Mike, I'm done. I'm not going to deal anymore with any more of this bullshit coming from Alex Jones.
You know, I have to tell you, Lindsay, I've gotten several emails over the last 2 weeks about this very subject, so there's a lot of people who are thinking and saying the same things you're saying, so you are not alone out there. But I'm here to tell you, Adolf Hitler and the Nazis do not run Hollywood. They do not run the world. And Mr. Hitler is safely dead, and what remains of him buried long, long ago. All right, let's go to California, where we have John in California.
Hey, Mike, happy Monday.
Hey, John, what's going on out there?
Hey, it was a treat to talk to you and Mark Saturday on the Liberty Hour.
Yeah,
it was
absolutely.
Kind of a surprise to see all three of you together. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
And then you got to hear the Cynthia McKinney interview.
Yeah, and that's something I do recommend everybody check out.
Yeah, listen, I thought about this for a long time. The term Nazi, I don't know if you know this, the callers, and I think the Spotlight said this way back when. That term was coined by the German media to the National Socialist Party, even before Hitler came to power, I believe.
Yeah, and, the actual name of the party was the National Socialist German Workers' Party. The Nazis didn't even call themselves the Nazis.
No, that's right. And, you know, you think about, I mean, you term short, and then you hear about it during the war, and it sounds like an evil name. It's today people who like to coin some, oh, you evil Nazi. Well, what say they never coined that. What would you be calling them, an evil National Socialist Workers Party member or something like that?
Yeah.
But I remember.
Well, John, that's a perfect, you know, that's very interesting, because that's just a simple, basic point. But it drives home precisely what we've been talking about here this evening.
Yeah, Mike. Well, I think without that name, I think a lot of, no matter what, Jews, Zionists, whatever, could not use that to get back at somebody. They'd have to invent something else. I don't know, Goyim or whatever. That doesn't
sound as
bad,
but not to... When I'm writing, unless I'm quoting somebody who's talking about, quote-unquote, the Nazis, I am very, very careful not to use that term, because I understand the ramifications of it as you've described it. It's a term that really has no meaning, for one thing, but it has been used as kind of a catch-all phrase, even to this point that, as I say, so many patriots are quick to call everything that they don't like Nazi, and that's exactly what Soviet propagandists were doing back during World War II.
That's right.
Yeah, so you know, here we have modern day patriots resorting to Soviet style tactics to make their points, and usually their points really have no bearing in reality, and we are just being so thoroughly distracted. And you know, being told that our enemy is Nazism, when in fact, as we know, Adolf Hitler and the leaders of the National Socialist German Workers' Party were either run out of power or put to death at the end of World War II. And despite the legends, I shouldn't say they're legends, because it is a fact, many former German scientists and other people did come over here They did work for the CIA. They did work for American intelligence in one form or another. It wasn't because there were a bunch of quote-unquote Nazis on American soil trying to bring up a Nazi regime. It was because these were talented people with information and scientific knowledge that they felt could be used, and that's all there is to it.
Absolutely, Mike. If they were a good to the the country and that, they wouldn't tar them with that name.
That's
they would get away.
All right,
hey,
John. Thanks for your call. Very good point.
Thanks, Mike.
Very subtle point, folks, but a point that you need to think about, because sometimes the most subtle points are the most simple points, and they drive home the reality, not the myths and the legends that we keep getting shoved in our ears and in front of our eyes and down our throats. It's enough to give you diarrhea. Stay tuned. We'll be able to squeeze in one more caller when we come back. We'll bring up Steve from Chicago.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, folks, we're wrapping up the show. Without further ado, let's bring up Steve from Chicago. Steve, what's going on?
Yes, Michael, I had to turn off Jones today. By the way, you've got to scrub your own website, Republic Broadcasting, for their black propaganda about the Red House. All fictitious. Reminds me, Jonesy's excuse for the Oklahoma bombing. He says the Strassman did it, and he was a control agent and all this other stuff. So I Metagard. That's a German search engine. There's no SS Panzer General. This is all fabricated. It's invented. It's contrived. It's fictitious. You know, Jonesy gets on with this Watson, who's his MI6 control officer, James Bondage. James Bondage. And this guy, he morphs into an MI6 chaos agent, John Bullscheiss. You know what Scheiss means in German.
Oddly enough, I do.
I mean, this is a disinformation campaign. It's black propaganda. He never wants to talk about, he says, he puts on Churchill, talks about concentration camps, but it's bombing Auschwitz. It's never the concentration camps of the Boer War. They're the ones who invented it. I try to bring up the St. James Secret Committee, and he won't have anything to do about it. Neither one of them. They're all silent about who's pulling the strings over there. But the reason why I called was, what do you think of this Sylvia Stoltz case? The attorney that's imprisoned, disbarred in Germany for defending Ernst Sundel.
That's exactly why she's in jail. This poor woman, only did what she's charged as an attorney to do. And defended her client, and because she defended her client, they put her in jail on the same charges that Ernst Sundel was charged with in the first place. I mean, if people don't see how outrageous this is, I mean, let's look at this. I mean, the reason why Sylvia Stoltz and Ernst Sundel are in jail in Germany is because they are accused of being apologists for Nazism. Well, if the Nazis are running things, the last thing they're going to do is put Nazi apologists in jail. And I'm not calling them that, but that's essentially what the German government, which is controlled by the United States and, for all intents and purposes, the international Jewish community, that's what's really going on here. So it's not the Nazis who are doing these things.
No, and I think she's protected under the German Constitution because there's not only Redefreiheit or freedom of speech, but as I said before, Persönlichkeitsfreiheit, the freedom of personality. And if she does have a fanatical personality, that's her. She's entitled to be that way. You can't prosecute somebody, but you know, I guess her husband was there in court, and what he did, he brought in. He wore a shawl there with it. It was kind of clever. The German national colors of black, white, and red, instead of that black, red, and gold, because he couldn't bring any symbolism in. But she was, her microphone was cut off when she was doing her summation, and she was literally carried out of the courtroom because they couldn't tolerate it. They said there's freedom of the speech, but evidently there's no freedom of speech for the truth.
If she were defending a child molester, they would have let her speak. Or if she were defending a rapist or a savage killer, that would have been quite fine and dandy. But no, she was daring to defend someone who was exercising his right to think. And that's all Ernst Sundel did. So, you know, Steve, it's very, very frustrating. We have got a lot of work ahead of us because these efforts to take away our freedom of speech, it's not the Nazis who are doing it. It's the people who are the most vehemently anti-Nazi who are doing it. And I really hope and pray that a lot of the patriots out there will come to realize this, because if they don't, they're going to be among the first to go to the new concentration camps. All right, we are running out of time, folks. Thanks for listening in. Thanks for some very good callers tonight. Apologies to those we couldn't bring up. We'll be here tomorrow night, God willing. Stay tuned for more good programming here at Republic.